One of the great debates that we hear today in regards to sports is who is the GOAT? And the GOAT is an acronym for the greatest of all time. And it's a debate as to who is the greatest athlete ever. And obviously, because it's very subjective, it's very difficult to determine. So we break it down into different sports. So in basketball, is it Michael Jordan or is it LeBron James? In football, is it Tom Brady? Is it Dan Marino? In golf, is it Tiger Woods? Is it Nick? In tennis, football, soccer, is it Messi? Is it Ronaldo? So each sport, we have a debate as to who is that greatest athlete. And one of the reasons why that is very attractive to us, I would say, is because we all thrive one way or another to be great at what we do. We want to be great in relationships, great parents. We want to be great at work. We get t-shirts that say the greatest grandpa. We have mugs that say the same, the greatest boss. And there's nothing wrong with that because we are thriving to be great somehow. But our Lord Jesus thinks differently. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah says that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And when he talks about greatness, it really comes into light. When the disciples approach Jesus asking, who is the greatest of the kingdom? Or how could we be the greatest? He used to bring a child and say, you need to be like a child. Which is something that was perplexing because a child is someone that depends on others. So they were always perplexed by that answer. And me personally, I think the same. When we look at the parables that Jesus teaches us, he mentions in one, for example, of the lost sheep, how if you have 100 and you lose one, you would go to look for that lost one. Me personally, I would not leave my 99 to go look for one that is lost because I don't know if I'm going to find it. But again, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And in the theme of today's readings, we find the word humility. In the first reading, the book of Sirach, we find an advice. It tells us that if we are humble, we will be liked and we will be loved. Then in the proclamation of the gospel, Jesus himself tells us to take up his yoke, because his yoke is light, and for us to learn from him and to be meek and to be humbled, just like he is. Then in the gospel, we hear the story where he's telling us of a banquet where you have people looking for places and they're always looking for the high place, the place of honor, the spotlight. And he tells us, do not look for the low place. Because if you find the high place and someone comes in that's of more honor or more distinguished than you, you will be embarrassed when you are asked for that spot. But if you look for the low spot and someone comes in and notices you and says, well, come up front, come to the spotlight, then you would not be embarrassed, but you will be exalted. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And I think about the word humility and how society looks at humility. And I did a quick search in Google just to see what society is seeing in reference to humility. And I find that we do not value humility as a virtue, that we do not look at humility as something positive in society. And the reason is because if you look at the definition within the Google search, it would say that humility is someone that is less than. Humility is someone that is of low importance. Humility is someone that is not seen as very special. But is that truly what humility is? Is that truly what God is inviting us to be or to do? If we find humility as God defines it, humility is actually being grateful for everything that we have. Because you get to recognize that what you have is not yours, it's not something that you earned, it's not something that you did, but it's truly a gift. Humility from God's perspective is actually recognizing that you do have talents, that you do have skills, that you do have athleticism per se, but that you got them because they are a gift from God. And that ideally you would put it to God's purpose. You would put it to his kingdom, to the use of the kingdom. And that is what true humility would be. So when society is telling us that humility is being less than, or that is when you are not so special, or when you are not as important, our Lord tells us that is the opposite. That because we are so important, because we are so special, because we are so gifted, he became one of us so that we could share in his divinity. He became one of us so that we could actually be meek and humble, just like he is. In the book of John, the Gospel of John, it tells us the secret to humility. And the secret to humility is for God to increase so that we could decrease. The Lord tells us that the more that we humble ourselves, the more that we will be exalted. The reason is because the more that we are humble, the more that we will be like Christ. Again, the secret is he must increase so that I decrease. That when we decrease, Christ increases, and the humbler we will become. Again, being humble doesn't mean that we are doormats, that we are worthless, that we are not special, that we are less than. Being humble means recognizing that God is my everything, and that the talents, the gifts, everything that I have is a gift from him. So maybe today the argument of who is the goat could be resolved by recognizing that Jesus is the goat. But maybe my aim shouldn't be at becoming the greatest of all time, rather the lesser of all time, so that if there is less of me, I can allow it to be more of him.